This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's campaign manager Bill Stepien and other top aides are testifying at the House hearing on the January 6, 2021 United States Capitol attack. They believe the 2020 presidential race was too close to call on election night, but Trump nevertheless declared himself the winner. Stepien pulled out of an in-person appearance because his wife was in labor, but the panel investigating the attack showed previously recorded testimony. Stepien had been expected to be a key witness as the panel delves deeper into what it calls the big lie, the defeated Republican president's false claims of voter fraud. The panel says Trump's falsehoods provoked a mob of supporters to attack the Capitol. Russian forces pushed into the eastern Ukrainian city of Severodonetsk and pounded a zone where hundreds of civilians were shot, Ukrainian officials said on Monday, a scene that echoed Moscow's assault on Mariupol last month. Pro-Moscow separatists said the last bridge out of Severodonetsk had been destroyed, cutting off the defenders' escape route. Ukraine said there was still another way out, although that route was severely damaged. Ukraine has issued increasingly urgent calls for more Western heavy weapons to help defend Severodonetsk, which Kyiv says could hold the key to the battle for the eastern Donbas region and the course of the war. The regional governor said on social media that Russian forces now control about 70% and were destroying it quarter by quarter. After failing to take the capital, Kyiv, following the February 24th invasion, Moscow has focused on expanding control in the Donbas, which is the Luhansk neighborhood.